is All Things Considered from Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe. From Babel to The Hunger Games to more than a dozen Spike Lee films, producer John Killick has certainly made his mark in Hollywood. But before all that, Killick was a film student at the University of Vermont. He's back at his alma mater tonight to screen his latest film, Foxcatcher, a true crime drama with Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, and Mark Ruffalo. John Killick joins me now to talk about it. John, thank you very much for making the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. So, always great to be back in Burlington.
So Foxcatcher is about a down-on-his-luck Olympic wrestler played by Channing Tatum who gets taken under the wing of this wealthy, possessive wrestling coach played by Steve Carell with tragic results. What attracted you to this story?
Well, as you describe these two people who inhabit the same country, inhabit very different places on the socioeconomic scale, which is ever increasingly divided, it seems. So it sort of spoke to that and my interest in examining that. Mark Schultz, I don't know if you'd say he's down on his luck. He's a champion. He's a gold medalist, a gold medal winning Olympic champion, a three-time world champion. So he, you would think, would be one of the more fortunate people. But when you return from winning the gold medal in 1984, and when that gold medal is in the sport of wrestling, you don't come home to a big Nike contract or endorsement deals or being a commentator on ESPN. But he put in his, you know, 10,000 hours to be a champion, and all the blood and sweat, tears and guts that it took to do that, but found himself home and struggling economically for work. He was assistant coach, working at college and speaking to elementary school students. So that was the setup of the movie, as Bennett Miller, the director, described the story to me, his vision of the story 8 years ago. And it spoke to me, again, both the truth of the story, the reality of the story, the facts of the story, you know, in terms of Mark's life and then his encounter with John DuPont and the tragic loss he suffered in his brother's killing. But it also spoke to me on a much bigger scale. Again, the socioeconomic elements of class and power and haves and have-nots in America, the increasing divide. So that's what pulled me into it.
It seems like it could be a much more intimate movie than some others you've made. And when I say that, I think of Babel and The Hunger Games as these sort of expansive films with a lot of characters and plots and places. And this seems to be about primarily the relationship between these two or three men. And I'm wondering, how is making a movie like this different from those other types of films?
Well, you know, you'd think they are, and I guess they do appear to be, and they're told certainly in a different way, and their audiences are very different. The Hunger Games is a very big commercial movie, as you described, and has a lot of other elements to it of action and suspense and the sort of thrill ride of a big franchise. But really, at the core of that movie, too, is a story about siblings, two sisters, in the case of Hunger Games, who are also struggling in a class socioeconomic way, and they are thrown into their own version of a wrestling-type arena by the powers that be in the Capitol, and they're, you know, it's a survival tale, one sister protecting the other, and then her community. In some ways, maybe it's just me trying to find that link, because I think there's a common thread in all the stories that I've been attracted to and tried to bring to the screen. But I think in particular, these two, although they'll play to, you know, very different results financially, commercially, I think at the core, they're both very human stories about family and about that struggle in America between you know, class and power and how even patriotism enters into it, and they both deal with those issues in a not so different way.
You seem to be drawn to that theme of sort of the David and Goliath story, the difference in classes. What attracts you to telling stories like that?
Well, you know, I grew up in on the East Coast, outside New York, in a diverse community during a diverse during a challenging time in the 60s and 70s, and when I came to UVM, even in 74 through 79, that's what the movies that inspired me were about. They were about people and America, and they were rooted in a in a real place. And the movies that always inspired me, going back to the classics of from Citizen Kane to The Grapes of Wrath, you know, the Frank Capra films. That's just always been something I've been interested in. I liked stories about people. I think being able to use art to reflect who we are, what we are as a society, is a great opportunity and a great responsibility, too. So from Do the Right Thing to Hunger Games and Foxcatcher, it has been something that's pretty consistent, because I can't explain why I'm drawn to it. I guess, again, I just grew up in that era. But I think that era exists today just as much as it did in the 60s. It's there for us to participate in, pay attention to, or not. And I've always chosen to pay attention to it, because you know, and I think it's important. And again, you know, whatever sort of responsibility I've felt to shine a light on people and situations that you know, need the attention, I've just found myself gravitating toward that.
You mentioned The Hunger Games. Mockingjay Part 1 is in theaters right now, and now you have Foxcatcher coming out, which already has people whispering Oscar. It's been quite a month for you. Did you set out to become this bigwig Hollywood producer back in your days at UVM, or was it simpler than that for you?
Oh, God, that was the furthest thing from my mind. It still is the furthest thing from my mind. I've always been pretty low-key and shy, and you know, but I loved telling stories and was fascinated by the power of the cinema and how seeing those stories on a big screen affected me. I had no idea how to get involved or pursue it. I just knew I liked it and was moved by it. I didn't know what a film producer meant or did, but, you know, saw the credit on some movies and thought, well, I want to find out, because it sounds like something that I'd like to do. And, you know, here at UVM, after my core curriculum of English and history and poli-sci and economics through the liberal arts department, I found the film studies department and one professor in particular, Frank Manchel, who was extremely inspiring and just brought it all to life for me. And along with a couple other professors who, in a similar way, through different parts of the film studies program, more in the production piece, they also, you know, opened a door that I never knew existed. So all of that added up to inspiring me to give it a try. I stayed up in Burlington in 1979 and got a job as a production assistant at WCAX, and that was really my first you know, opportunity to see what it was like outside the classroom. And you know, what happens is, if you're willing to work hard and learn, and you find people who will teach you, and you do a good job, they'll teach you a little more and keep you around and ask you back. And you know, that happened at CAX for a year. Gave me enough to build on, to move to New York and start in a, again, very entry-level position as a 23-year-old in New York in 1980. And luckily for me at that time in the 80s, there were just a tremendous amount of great filmmakers working in New York, making movies almost every year. Woody Allen, Martin Scorsese, Sidney Lumet, Alan Pakula. And, you know, I was lucky enough through a UVM alumni named Udi Bennett, who answered my call and took my resume, and we had the common bond of Vermont. And she gave me a shot on a film back then, just as a production assistant. But it was a start, and I worked with her for a few years and worked my way up. Excuse me. And at the same time, I was working on my own scripts with a friend of mine I'd grown up with, and he and I wrote a screenplay together. And, you know, again, it took a long time. I never expected anything of it, good or bad or whatever. I just liked what I was doing and thought I'd stick with it until I couldn't anymore, and really approach it the same way today as I did back then.
John Killick is an award-winning Hollywood movie producer and a UVM alum. He'll be back in Burlington tonight for a screening of his newest film, Foxcatcher.